they're not going to buy your love unless they've seen your love. And so it's more of a marathon than a sprint. It's not about real kind of winning an argument. Like, look, right here, the chromosomes.
This is Truth Pop with Jake and Kathy, where you hear from Jason Evert. Jake and Kathy are a young married couple who give you a Catholic take on faith and culture.
I'm here with Jason Evert. He's an acclaimed speaker, author, also founder of Chastity Project. Jason, I'd love to just talk to you about the whole issue of gender identity and how we got here in the first place.
How did we get so confused as a culture about gender and sexuality? Like, how do we get to this point?
Yeah, well, it's been a long road. And to me, it's almost like if you saw a flood taking away, you know, a village, you'd be like, where'd all that water come from? And it would be a mistake to think, okay, well, what's the one thing? You know, maybe there's a dam that's broken. You know, maybe the snow caps in the mountains have melted. You know, maybe springs have burst forth. Maybe it's been torrential rainfall. Maybe it's been all these things at the same time. And so to me, that's kind of what it is. You've got influences coming in from a political way that are undermining the education system, that are indoctrinating kindergartners into gender theory before they even know how to do division. And so you've got that going on. You've got the breakdown in the family. You've got overly rigid gender stereotypes that people are rejecting because, like, I don't feel like I fit into that box. And so it's almost like instead of, whereas stereotypes exaggerate sexual differences, gender theory kind of eliminates sexual differences. So it's gone to this polar extreme of like, okay, I don't feel like I fit into your box of what a woman is supposed to be. Therefore, maybe I'm just not one. You know, maybe I'm non-binary or maybe I'm trans. And so what they're looking for, in a sense, is to find language that resonates with their lived experience. And when you feel like you're the odd one out, who doesn't fit in with the other girls, but then you know you're not a guy, and then you discover this word non-binary on TikTok, and you're like, wait a minute, that person's story is like my story. And so it's the search for identity. So there's a lot of stuff going on between the social media that influences these things, the pornography. There's so many different factors. That's why we can't take a kind of a cookie cutter approach, one size fits all. We've got to listen to each individual story and see where it may be coming from in their life.
Do you think the problem is going to get worse, or do you think people are waking up to the fact that, hey, something's going wrong here and people are detransitioning, but maybe the media is hiding it a little bit?
I think both. I think it is going to get worse before it gets better. And I think there's going to be a tsunami that we're already starting to see of detransitioners. Go to websites like reddit.com, type in hashtag detrans, you'll find a community of more than 50,000 people identifying as detransitioners. Now, these are people that have started the process of transitioning, maybe just socially, perhaps hormonally, puberty blockers, surgery, maybe all that, maybe none of that, but decided, wow, this was told to me that this would solve my problems. Then I'd be finally at home in my own body, and I did all these things, and I'm still not happy. And so these people are not only starting little activist groups, they're starting lawsuits, and they're winning the lawsuits. You look at what's going on in Western Europe right now, all the Scandinavian countries have made a U-turn on this. Sweden, Finland, Norway, go to Amsterdam. They don't even give puberty blockers to minors anymore at these gender clinics because they started this before we did, and then they saw the fallout. And you look at the biggest gender clinic in the United Kingdom was just shut down about 9 months ago. I mean, 35 of their psychologists quit. They said, we're not being allowed to explore deeper psychological issues. How do we know that we're not actually causing these problems in these kids by having a false target of intervention being the body? When a lot of these kids are autistic, and a lot of these kids are struggling with depression and anxiety and all these other issues, and we're flattening these layers of human complexity into one, trans, with one solution, transition. There's a lot more going on than that. I met a girl just last month, and her sister is getting a double mastectomy this month. Pray for her if you would. And her sister kind of asked, why are you going to such extremes to do this to your body? And their father had abandoned them when they were little girls. And she said, I'm going to be a better man than dad was. It's like, whoa, there's stuff going on often. And so puberty blockers, cross-sex hormone surgeries don't take away these deeper issues.
Right. Yeah. So it seems like every story is unique. So you said it's important to listen to them. So what other things should Catholics do if they do have a friend who's struggling with confusion about their gender?
Yeah.
Like, should we use their preferred pronouns?
What I would recommend is that if for them to hear that particular pronoun be a considerable source of psychological distress to them, avoid it. Just don't insist on no, he, him, him, no. Back off. Like, just give them a little bit of space. You don't need to allow them to force you to use their language, but just try to avoid it. Because if you're having first-person conversations with people, you don't typically use second-person pronouns because they're talking to you, not about him or her. And so I would try to avoid it. But if it really comes to a head and they're like, I want you to use they, them pronoun, what I would say is, look, you know I love you. And I care about you, and I would never want to hurt you. And I know this is important to you, but because I love you, I'd never want to lie to you. And I feel if I were to use that word to describe you, I feel like I'm being dishonest with you, and I wouldn't want to do that. But please know that I don't reject you because what do you believe about this? And I'm just kind of hoping you don't reject me because my beliefs are different than yours, because the world's a big place. We could still learn a lot about each other if we made room in our lives for one another. And hopefully if they see you take that approach, they'll realize you're not coming from this transphobic, hateful position, but one that's rooted in love. But they're not going to buy your love unless they've seen your love. And so it's more of a marathon than a sprint. It's not about real kind of winning an argument. Like, look, right here, the chromosomes. No, for them, it's like, no, this isn't about changing my sex. It's a misunderstanding a lot of people have. No, this is just about wanting to feel at home in my body. And so that's why there's this rupture between sex and gender, because you can't change your sex. Scientifically, everybody knows that. And so it's more this idea that there's this gender identity within me that's my authentic self. And so all I'm doing is expressing my authentic self, but we're untethering our identities from our own bodies and then anchoring it to what? Our personalities. And then you end up with an endless list of these identities.
Yeah, I remember I went to your talk last year and you said you want to hold their hand and reality's hand at the same time. I really liked that. So what other resources would you recommend to help somebody who may be struggling or maybe they're struggling themselves?
Yeah, well, we do have the book called Male, Female, Other, A Catholic Guide to Understanding Gender. That could be given to a pastor, a religion teacher. You could give it to a kid struggling with gender dysphoria. You could give it to the mom who's got a kid who says she's non-binary to help the family navigate through this. So it's got all the answers to those tough questions. Other books, one is called When Harry Became Sally by Ryan Anderson, brilliant guy. That's a good kind of apologetic explanation of these things. Our website, chastity.com, if you go to chastity.com/gender, we have a whole host of links there from family advocacy legal networks that you can connect with if you're struggling with this within the school system or custody battles with your kids, psychologists, blogs, counselors, detransitioners, all that stuff we kind of pack at chastity.com/gender.
Yeah, so chastity.com/gender. Your book, Male, Female, Other, available now at chastity.com. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time here at SEEK.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
This is Truth Pop.